This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this fifth day of January 2019. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and businesses built upon, is actively seeking to take control of all resources on our planet, including human resources. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my secondary site, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. There is also an IDH program links page on the Anti-Corruption Society website where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on this show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is the Free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. Okay, folks, I'm back. I'm sorry. I lost the power to my computer. I couldn't figure out where the cord wasn't working, and then I had to reboot. So sorry about that, but I am back. Tonight we're going to have a guest. I'm really pleased. I'm hoping Ken reached him. Ken, did you reach him? Okay, all right. His name is Bill Bathgate, and Bill has a business as well as he's done endless research regarding Wi-Fi and wireless and EMF. Bill, welcome to the show, and maybe you could tell the listeners what your background is and why they should be listening to you, because I'm really impressed with what you had to say.
Sure, no problem. You've got my CV, I think.
Didn't get it. No, I'm sorry, Bill, I didn't get it. So go ahead and give it to the listeners.
Okay, all right, so I'm an electrical engineer with about 40 years experience. Worked for a lot of corporations doing high technology implementation of power management systems. For example, powering major buildings, UPS, data centers, and also the electronic controls in order to manage those systems that basically are mimicked in many of the new electronics you have today in your home. Things such as switch mode power supplies, radio frequency transmission, data communications, large data stores, communications that's for internet traffic, and of course out of band communications. In addition, I hold a top secret clearance with the Department of Defense. Do work with them fairly regularly, and so now I'm retired and basically operating as kind of a small business, doing consulting and consulting with the Department of Defense. And I do have a business where I do research and analysis for customers that want me to do power system analysis of their homes to improve the rate that their bills are from the utility company, to improve that, and also to reduce any electronic effects from smart meters, Wi-Fi, stuff like that that may be affecting them health-wise.
You also, did you not testify, was it in Iowa or Idaho in the legislature?
Iowa.
And that was interesting. What did they call upon you to share with them?
Basically, it was a large large effort relative to trying to mitigate the effects of a large-scale smart meter deployment within their community and within the whole state of Iowa. And I've also testified in Pennsylvania and also here in Michigan at various forums for the legislature and the state senate.
Did you have any luck convincing these bodies to slow down this deployment of 5G?
No one's been able to do that yet successfully. There's too much money and influence from the telecoms to the political establishment. So I think that there's a problem in that we have corporations basically subterfuging the individual rights of our citizens and their ability to choose for themselves the technology they want to have within their community and in their home.
That's how it looks to me. I know the smart meter battle has been ongoing right here in Central Ohio. We have been given the opt-out option, and so far they have not removed the analog meter. But I know in other states, I think in Pennsylvania, they don't have an opt-out, do they?
No. The only state that has no opt-out at all.
Wow. Wow, I did not know that. Oh, my gosh. Well, I met you on a phone call last Thursday. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know much about you, but I was very impressed with what you had to say. And that's why I invited you on the show. I think the listeners will really appreciate the information you're going to share. But I'd like to start with what I came across this past week, and I know I mentioned it to you. Last week I went to my daughter's house, and somehow she mentioned that they had a whole house Wi-Fi, that her TV was Wi-Fi, that the whole house was Wi-Fi, and I'd not heard of that term before. And I didn't get a chance, the holidays were kind of humming along, to get more information from her. I know she's got problems with migraine headaches, so I was kind of concerned. And I did say, are you sure that's a good idea? And her answer to me was, why not? They have it at the office. They have it everywhere. We might as well. But I did ask you a few questions about it on our call last Thursday. And after that, I went down and turned on the TV. And their WOW Internet service was advertising on TV for whole house Wi-Fi. And I'd not seen this ad before. And, of course, the family looked all happy. Oh, we're all so happy we've got whole house Wi-Fi. And they had little T-shirts with, like, this arc looking like it's a signal. And they were presenting it as just, oh, this wonderful thing. And I know in my daughter's case, her bill is $69 a month. And I have a cable bringing this into my home, and my cable bill is $169 a month. So there's a big difference in the cost. Tell me what that is, this whole house Wi-Fi, and tell me why I should be concerned, because I am.
Well, the Wi-Fi is promotions that have been going on. Xfinity in my area is one of them, and I think WOW is another one, and there's others throughout the country. What they advertise is that they'll come in and put Wi-Fi with a strong signal in every single room of your home, so that you never have to worry about having being disconnected from the Wi-Fi. This is a pretty bad idea.
Is it a transmitter, Bill? Each room has its own little transmitter.
Each router has its own transmitter, and the transmitters have gotten stronger and stronger these days. You can now, get inside your house and watch all your neighbors' Wi-Fis, even though they're not in your house. So you'll see many Wi-Fis, throughout the entire neighborhood. It's a pervasive problem, and if you have like for here in Michigan, one of the big advertisers is Xfinity, spelled Xfinity, Xfinity, part of the Comcast system, and that system is pretty bad. It basically turns your entire home into a Wi-Fi hotspot, so all your neighbors can drive by your home and get on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, my gosh.
And you cannot turn it off.
Oh, wow.
The company will claim they've turned it off, but if you get a RF meter and put it up next to it, it's still radiating. So you have to ask what's going on here. And so they have it set up such that you can't turn it off. The only way to get rid of it is to change to a different modem that's compatible with the Xfinity system. And then you can control your own destiny, and you can turn your Wi-Fi off if you need to. I highly recommend people not, I repeat, not sleep with the Wi-Fi on inside the house. And these promotions about here that are going to make Wi-Fi a very strong signal in every room is one of the worst ideas I've ever heard of. Everyone has Wi-Fi, and I understand that. I said, but you can reduce your exposure to it. So why would you plunge into a 365, a year exposure at the highest levels that have been known to be proven to be detrimental to health, especially with children? So if you have children that are hyperactive, suffer from ADHD, possibly have effects of Down syndrome or autism, one of the worst things you could do is put Wi-Fi in your home. Absolutely worst thing you could do.
I'm trying to get good information to share with my daughter. So when they come in, they put a device in each room that's electrical that gets plugged into the wall? I mean, how do they do this?
They basically are transmitting from a main central hub throughout the entire home into every room in the home with a separate transmitter. It says multiple transmitters inside your house. You used to be able to just have a Wi-Fi router in your home, and it was one transmitter, and that was typically strong enough to do your whole house.
Right.
Now they want to increase this saturation so that even a small corner of a room is not going to be at less than full strength of Wi-Fi signal.
Bathrooms and everything?
Everywhere. The entire house. Every single room of the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And if you had... Okay. What happens? Do they have a modem? Can you unplug the modem at night?
Well, the whole house one is kind of hard to... You have to unplug a whole bunch of them. Maybe 5 or 10 of them. You know, when you have a regular Wi-Fi, it's pretty simple to unplug the router at night.
Yeah.
Plug it back in the morning. That's pretty simple. And if you have a router inside your home, the absolute worst place you could put this would be in front of the television in front of your living room. Put it in the basement far away from your main living area into an area of the house that's not frequently used and people don't actually reside in. And basically reduce your exposure. Because that's the problem. The problem is the length of the exposure and the strength of the signal. So these whole house scenarios they talk about dramatically increase the exposure and the strength of the signal. So that, you know, if you have a child sleeping in a room that has one of these transmitters in it, it's going to have a health effect. Children are much more susceptible to radio frequency emissions than the adult because the brain skull is much softer in a child than it is in a grown adult. And so the incidence of young adults ages 14 through 21 for brain cancer and thyroid cancer has skyrocketed in the last 5 to 10 years.
Wow.
Absolutely skyrocketed in children of that age. The second leading cause of death other than traffic accidents is, in fact, the various cancers of different childhood cancers. The leading ones being
brain cancer. Hold on, Bill. We're going to break. We'll be back shortly.
All right, fine.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, welcome back. Okay, Bill, you were talking about the health problems with this. Let me ask you again. You said there's a central module that communicates with the ones in each room. Doesn't right. that central module have to have a power source? Can't it be unplugged?
Yes, but the other ones that are still plugged into the power system and powered, they still transmit. They're basically a relay, and they'll relay what they receive, but they're still transmitting, even if they don't receive anything.
So you'd have to, if you were going to try to make the house quiet at night, you would have to unplug the primary and the secondaries.
All the secondaries, every one of them, which is very hard to do when you buy one of these whole house scenarios. For example, in my house, I have wired Ethernet to every single room, and I avoid the Wi-Fi whenever possible.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do the same thing. Okay, so now how does this match up with when they're bringing in 5G, which I have been told will be on posts in near the street of almost every house?
Well, I don't know if I can confirm this because there's no scientific evidence, but based on my knowledge of RF, effects of RF on the human body, I believe that we're going to see a lot of people dying.
Wow.
Frankly, from the
massive radiation.
Problems with you know, people having instant nosebleeds, bloodshot eyes, inability to sleep. Sleep deprivation, you know, as itself, you know, if you go for too long, you stop functioning, your body stops functioning. So, and the number of people that have, you know, now being affected by heart palpitations is one of them that's really definitely had an effect of RF, where they didn't have a heart problem at all. Now suddenly have heart palpitations all over the place. This is going to be exacerbated and increased dramatically. There's scientific studies that have proven a link between radio frequency signals and cancer, and that has been proven but ignored by the FDA, even though they sponsored the actual test.
Yeah.
You have to understand, the telecom industry is the largest industry in the world. It's bigger than the oil companies.
What about Big Pharma?
No, I think that telecom is bigger.
Okay. Okay.
Because they do all kinds of telecom. But, you know, the enormous influence they have by buying off politicians and
right.
administrators and sponsoring junk science. And, you know, you've known about the Monsanto case, right, where they basically, you know, had these, you know, fake white coat scientists, you know, making... paying them to make a report positive to the technology that they were promoting.
Right.
You know, this is going on in spades in the telecom industry because they will always say there's no causational proof of RF to cancer. Well, there's none for gravity either.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and
you
if you don't
prove gravity,
if you don't look for it, you're not going to find it either, are you?
No. So, This is probably one of the biggest, this 5G will be one of the largest experiments on the human population ever known to man.
Now,
this is an experiment. None of this is proven to be safe. None of this. Cell phones have not been proven to be safe, as an example.
You mentioned...
The insurance companies will not... They will not provide insurance coverage for the telecom companies for liability insurance. Lloyd's of London refuses to write the underwriting policies for telecoms because of the potential liability here. And there's efforts underway within the Congress right now today to write bills that would absolve the telecom from any liability of the technology. To avoid their liabilities, they're going to write laws that make it illegal to sue them for that liability.
Well, that's what they did.
Go ahead.
That's what they did with Big Pharma and vaccines. They gave them an exemption. So you can't sue them, no matter how much damage the vaccine causes.
Yeah, it's pathetic. I mean...
Yeah. Well, okay, now you talked about measuring the amount of EMF that's coming out of these what are they, transmitters or receivers in each and every bedroom? What kind of equipment would you recommend that we get to go ahead and measure these frequencies?
There's actually several that are affordable, that are easy for someone to use. One is a company called Coronet. And let me see if I can get the spelling correct. Hold on.
Okay. Okay, stay tuned, people. We're going to find out what kind of device we can get.
Yeah, so there's a brand new...
Hold on. We're going to break. We'll get that information when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Just giving us the name of devices that we can buy to measure EMF, and he said coronet. I wrote it coronat, I assume.
Yeah, there's a model number called the EV88T plus Edward Dog 88 Tom plus sells for, I think, $180.
Okay.
Very capable meter. It's a little harder to use than the other ones that are out there. But it's extremely accurate, and it will allow you to actually, if you want to do a log, a data log of the actual output of its measurements into a PC computer file, you can, and then with a spreadsheet and a graph, you could, you know, do this with further analysis. So that's a unique characteristic of that one. The other one that's very popular is called the Acousticom 2. It's $180 also. It's also a very effective meter, very easy to, this is very easy to use. Anyone could learn how to use this. It's right out of the box. For those of you who are more serious, you probably want to talk about a gigahertz meter. And there's several models they have within gigahertz line. It depends on what you can afford. They're a lot more expensive. They're about twice its price, but they're a very efficient and very effective measuring device. But the three that I'm talking about here are very readily available on the internet. They work well. They're not suitable for use in a lawsuit in a legal setting, but they are accurate enough to give you an indicator of what's happening, what's going on around you, in the space that you're living in, the space you're working in. So, for example, my prior employer, before I retired, we had Wi-Fi, high-powered Wi-Fi throughout our office facility. And my initial desk assignment was underneath right underneath the transmitter. So I asked if my desk could be removed away from the transmitter because I was getting the most splitting headache you ever heard from that thing. So, you've got to be real careful with this Wi-Fi. It's meant to be kind of diffuse your fear of it because it's odorless and colorless. You can't necessarily always feel its effect. But it has an accumulative effect, and whether you like it or not, there's an actual incubation period of the exposure to RF where it manifests itself in your body and the human factors. One of the biggest ones is inability to sleep, concentrate, losing your train of thought. Children are affected with hyperactivity, ADHD effects, autism. Some people with Down syndrome are affected, and you don't know it. There's no warning label on the side of the box that says danger. This could hurt your health, and they won't put one on there because they put it into legalese buried in a manual somewhere you can't read. And of course, who's reading this stuff anyway? So there's a lot of subterfuge. And deception by the RF and telecom industry that basically tries to allay any fears you may have from this. But I assure you, there is definitely an effect, and I've been involved with this industry for 40 years. I myself am a ham radio operator, so I know quite a bit about RF transmissions. And I have a high power station here in my home. But I don't transmit constantly, unlike the Wi-Fi, which is constantly transmitting. So, and some people have this stuff under their bedroom, under the bed, in the living room with the TVs at. I mean, all this stuff. You've got to put distance between you and it. Distance is your friend here in this RF environment. So you have a neighbor's Wi-Fi system. You can probably see the signal in your house, but you're some distance away from it, so the effect will be mitigated quite a bit by the distance. But when you have it within the physical confines of your living room and you're sitting next to it, this is not a good idea.
Wow. That's going to be hard to convince people, I think, but I totally agree with you. Now, are you familiar with that BioInitiative 2012 report?
Yes, I'm aware of that report, yes.
It seems like that they had charts in there. It's been a while since I've seen it. Where they, in other words, if you got this little meter that you're talking about and you took measurements, it seems to me somewhere in that they had figures matched up with symptoms so that if I was going to share this information, I could use the meter and then I could use their charts, couldn't I, to demonstrate at what level you start experiencing what symptom. Would that be doable?
Mm-hmm. A very well-researched report, and it will definitely show you at what strength of RF levels that health effects are detected by the human body.
Yeah.
Okay, and so, the sad thing about this is that, they'll say, I'm not affected. I've been having Wi-Fi in my house for 10 years. I've not been affected. Well, I can absolutely 100% guarantee you, if I was to take a blood sample of you in an environment where there was no or very little RF present, and then I put you next to a Wi-Fi router and did another blood test, you would find this effect called a rouleau effect on your blood where your blood clumps together.
Whoa!
It's a precursor to Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's.
Couldn't you also get blood clots from that?
I don't know if there's been a correlation directly to blood clots, because blood clotting is caused by a lot of other factors, myself included. I have a genetic defect, which precludes me to blood clots, but, you know, it's hard to know whether that's that. The Rouleau effect is definitely aligned with Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. If you have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, and the worst thing you could do is install Wi-Fi in your home.
Wow.
It will exacerbate your problem.
Well, and what it seems they're doing is they're making it increasingly more difficult to avoid this stuff.
Yeah, but here's the thing, okay? Your body recuperates through the sleep cycle.
Yeah.
Okay? And so if you are still bombarding your body during the sleep cycle, you don't give your body a chance to rebuild its immune system to this stuff. Right?
Right.
So you're saturating your body, and you're basically like giving yourself a dose of toxin 7x24.
Wow.
So the best thing to do for anyone, it's very simple to go off to Walmart and get a timer like for using for your Christmas lights, you know, turn them on and off at certain hours of the day, and plug that into your router and turn your Wi-Fi router off at night.
But now you're saying, I mean, I like that idea. That's a great idea. But you're saying if you have a whole house, you'd almost have to have a timer in every room as well.
Yeah, but the whole house is a cell job. You do not need this. It will be no more effective than a single router inside your home, with the exception of some. Essentially, you have a 5,000 square foot house, and you have, you know, the router on other ends of the house, and your need is at the other end. You'd be better off cabling it, just direct cables. I mean,
that's what I think. Yeah,
it's not hard to do.
No, in fact, a lot of people already have it. But
you won't have power electric lights. Okay, basically, it's low voltage, 5 volts, twisted pair wiring. It's very simple to do. Tools are available from the hardware store to put this together by yourself. I do it all the time.
Okay, now wait, back up. What specifically are you saying here?
You can buy all the tools and the cabling to do this inside your home, to wire up the rooms if you want to wire up the rooms.
So, like, okay, you could be using a cable system and not have Wi-Fi at all.
Correct.
And that is what you recommend is the best way to do it.
That is the best way to do it, yeah.
Okay. Because then you'd be, like in my house, we have more than one computer, and we would have to network. We would need a line from the main entry to the different computers, and then we could network them all together, right?
Yeah, and you could run the cables through your heating system.
Oh, that's a good idea.
The network, because it's not got high voltage. It can go anywhere.
Jeez, I never thought about that.
And the Ethernet cables are plenum rated, so they're rated for being inside of a plenum. They're rated for that. So
you could use that Wi-Fi completely.
You could. I have to tell you that when you have a cell phone and it runs off a Wi-Fi, that it's more challenging. There's no question about that. But, you know, the biggest problem is cell phones.
Pardon?
Yeah? Oh, no, you could. No, you can. There is adapters for the iPad and the iPhone and the Android phone to connect it up to a cable Ethernet. That's been around for many years.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, and it works very well.
Somehow,
I visited a lot of customers. They can't have Wi-Fi or even your cell phone on in the house. If you have your cell phone inside their house and that thing goes off, it will put them over the edge. It will send them to the hospital when that thing rings. So people will say, you know, I'm not affected. Well, there's this tipping point, it seems like, when people get exposed, they get overexposed. And unfortunately, when you get overexposed, there's no turning back. I'm coming to find people that are, that once they become affected by Wi-Fi, they're forever affected by Wi-Fi.
It's like an allergy.
Any exposure of any kind whatsoever sends them over the edge, sends them to the hospital.
Gosh, this is scary stuff.
And then they go to the hospital, and the hospital's full of Wi-Fi.
Oh, the hospital's full of Wi-Fi. I've seen it.
Yeah, the hospital should not be having Wi-Fi within the confines of the building. Those doctors need an education.
Not only that, when the last time a family member was in the hospital, each employee had a badge on them, you know, pinned to their jacket, and that badge was a transmitter so that the employer could locate them at any time.
How about a pager system with a phone?
So
you could find your staff in a hospital in 1950 without any problem. What's the problem now? This is a gimmick.
This is a gimmick. This is a sales job. Somebody sold them about how much money they'd save or this, that, or the other, and they bought into it. And now they're exposing all their employees to this transmitting device that they wear on their person. It's horrific, really.
Yeah, the same goes for these on the Apple Watch and the iFit and all this kind of stuff. The number of people that have reported problems with those things burning their skin is now becoming legendary. So,
wow. Well, now
there's a risk.
You talked about ways of protecting ourselves. Now, I'm not so sure that I can do anything to stop them from putting 5G in my community or in my area. But you mentioned on our phone call that there was a way of protecting ourselves from that. Could you share that?
Yes. There's several methods to protect yourself inside your confines of your home.
Okay.
The biggest exposure, of course, is the windows, right? Some of the newer E-coat windows have some element of RF protection, but it's minimal, okay? But you can buy a clear film that goes on the window glass, on the inside of the window glass, that is a very effective RF and attenuator and does not affect the visibility of the light or your view from your windows. And those are very readily available. They've been available for many years, and they're very effective. The number one thing to go after would be the windows. The next thing to go after would be the walls in the home. And you can actually, there's a carbon, kind of a carbon, super neutral type of coating that you paint on your wall. And then you overpaint that with the color that you desire. So it comes, it's called Y Shield, the letter Y. Y for Yankee. And so it's called Y Shield paint. It's expensive, but it is effective. And anybody can paint their wall, you know, most homeowners want to paint a wall. And it's very effective at blocking RF. But then you have to overcoat it with color that you want, you know, whatever color your house is, white or whatever color, you have to overcoat it, you know, after you've painted the white shield paint on there. And that's very doable, but it's expensive. It's doable, though.
So then if you do the window treatment, and you didn't give us the name of that, protecting yourself by window protectors, is there a name, a brand name, or if you would go in a store...
I think it's called RF. You can't go in a store and buy it. You have to buy it online. Let me get it for you, okay?
Hold on.
You can find a lot of these protection products on a site called LessEMF, LessEMF.com.
Okay.
They have a whole bunch of products, you know, including meters and...
Do you think they're a pretty reliable source?
They're very reliable. I know the owner of this business. He's very good.
Okay, good to know.
He's on a substrate you know.
Okay. So, excellent.
Yeah, it's called the radio. The product, the Clear product, is called Radio Clear.
Okay.
It says, okay. Great for shielding radio frequency. When best transparency and shield performance is both important. Use it on the windows. Provides 50 dB, which is a very strong attenuation. Comes in 28 inches wide rolls. You can get it wider if you need it. So you can apply that to your windows. It works very well. I know people have done this. It works very well. Go on your windows, you know, and there's all kinds of other products that's out there, right?
Well, and you can always, if you have doubts, you can always get that little device and measure to see what's happened, and you can get confirmation that that you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, I've tested it. It works pretty well. You know, this but is, you need something to test it with. If that's important, to get a meter in order to know what that your exposure is, so you can do something about it. But the whole house, you know, I'm going to saturate your home with Wi-Fi and make it a smart house. And these Nest thermostats are a disaster. Oh, my God. And these the home security systems that are wireless, even the various weather stations now that are wireless emit a strong signal. You know, for RF in your home. You just be amazed. If it's wireless, it's going to be RF. And it can be benign. It'll be a very small amount, but it can be very large. And you don't know it. Because they don't publish the specs on these things when they sell them.
Right? Well, when I bought a refrigerator, I wanted a certain kind. And I looked at the specifications. And some of them said they were Wi-Fi compatible, and some of them were not Wi-Fi compatible.
Yeah, so, do not get a Wi-Fi appliance. Good grief.
I didn't get a Wi-Fi appliance, but my question to you is, I definitely didn't want that, and I didn't buy it. So if it's not Wi-Fi compatible, is it still going to transmit something to the smart meter or try to?
If it's not Wi-Fi compliant, then it probably won't.
Okay, good. That's what that's what I hoped. And if people are going to buy a refrigerator, you can go online. I was looking at, I think it was Whirlpool, and they would give you the specifications, and they would list whether or not it was Wi-Fi. So really, to have a smart refrigerator communicating to a smart meter, it has to be Wi-Fi compliant, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, good. And that would be true of all the other appliances as well, would it not?
Yeah, don't get the dryers that have the washer and dryers that have Wi-Fi capability. This whole thing is a big sell job. You know, I can from your phone, you can watch your thermostat in your house. You can see who's at your door with the radio, you know, the video doorbell, and all this kind of stuff. All this stuff is set. This stuff doesn't turn off. It doesn't just turn on when you look it up. It's constantly broadcasting 7x24.
And then you add up the number that you've got in your house.
Yeah, I've gone into homes, you know, it's almost where I couldn't walk in the house because it was so bad. And these people were living there, and you look at them, look like somebody took a baseball bat to their head. Bloodshot eyes, their noses are bleeding, they're constantly the drooping of the skin and the facial expression. They're having trouble thinking. When you ask them a question, they sometimes have to hear it two or three times, and they can have a hard time formulating their answer. And some people write this off, well, their people are getting old, and they're, you know, and they're getting forgetful. And no, all this RF emissions inside your home is having an effect on the human body, in particular, functions of the brain and heart.
Yes, I totally agree. I was disturbed, is a good word, when my husband had a sleep apnea test, and they recommended that he get a CPAP machine, and I tried to investigate what kind they have. Well, It turned out that this particular sleep clinic only offered a machine that transmitted how many hours you use the machine every night back to a central location so it could be recorded. When I asked why are they doing that, the physician said, we're doing that because Medicare has decided if you don't use it 40% of the time or something, they won't pay for it. So to confirm that you're using it, they want this thing transmitting. Okay? And it's right next to the bed, for God's sake.
Yeah, so, bad idea.
I thought it was a bad idea, but the doctor, he was oblivious to the problem. It did have a setting that you could set it on, which was flight. And supposedly when you set it on air flight, it stops transmitting. Is
airplane
that true?
Mode.
Yeah.
Airplane mode typically means the RF is off.
Does it work? Is it true or is it a scam?
I would never know. I will never ever tell anybody which is true or not true without testing it.
Okay.
I never trust the advertising.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really bad for people, they don't realize what's going on in their house, is that a lot of people are buying these, what they call cordless phones. It's called a DECT phone, D-E-C-T. And you find that they're ubiquitous. In every store, they got them, you know, and all this kind of stuff. It's wireless. It's very convenient. Those things are effectively an entire full house Wi-Fi router. They're huge emitters of RF signals.
Wow.
So I worked with a gentleman, an elderly gentleman here in Michigan. He was having the most difficult time sleeping. And I walked in his house, I looked in his bedroom. He's got one of these things in there right next to his bedstand. I go, why do you have that in this room? He goes, well, I need it so that if someone calls me. I says, but you have a telephone jack in the wall. What are you doing? Yeah. He says, well, you know, this is wireless. It's pretty convenient. I go, yeah, but look, I'm going to put this meter in front of it and watch the thing go off the charts. I said, here's why you can't sleep in your room. He says, yeah, I have a real hard time sleeping. I only maybe get an hour or two. I feel really bad, and I'm getting worse, and I'm getting sicker. And I said, take that thing and turn it off and throw it in the trash. Now, tell me a month from now how you feel. He called me back a week later. He says, the first time in my entire last 3 years I've been able to sleep through the night once.
Oh, God, that's great. Okay, hang in there. We're going to break. We'll be back shortly.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to